Have a good evening.
Case number 11,210, William Michael Harlem, south of Sandy Cove Road, west of Pinecrest Drive, being lots 8 and 9, Section 3, within Pinecrest Terrace subdivision. Tax map ID, District 134, map 9, parcel 140. A variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
William Michael Harlem, 30114 Pinecrest Drive, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, so help me God. Can I give you some?
Any exhibits you can take down to Ms. Thibodeau.
Well, hello.
Good evening, sir.
Hello. I'm the existing owner of two properties, a lot 30114 and 30116 Pinecrest Drive, Ocean View, Delaware. I'm looking to remove the single-family home that's on that existing lot and remove that single-wide trailer and replace it with a new home on the property. Although the prior owner may have a variance, I could not locate one within Sussex County. But, you know, there is a foundation there. And I've given you a little pamphlet there, which basically, I could walk you through some of that. What I'm looking to do, it's, one of the lots is situated at the end of the road, this private road. I'm being told that there's an imaginary, you know, I guess setback, a cul-de-sac setback, additional 20 feet, which is forcing the house 20 feet more closer to the water. And I'm looking to just be consistent with the rest of the neighborhood and just be right up on the standard setback. So what I've provided is a lot from True North, a variance plan that kind of shows that. That's the first thing. The second page is an aerial view of the property. It's that little single-wide trailer that's sitting right there in that view. That road, you can see the rest of the houses. The next picture is exactly what I'm trying to do. Just trying to put a, basically a double wide. It's really not going to be a double wide. It's going to more look like that picture. It kind of looks like a double wide, but it'll be the size, basically, of a double wide trailer. And then, that's all I'm trying to accomplish. If you look at the last two things, that's the foundation I'm looking to put in, two-car garage. And then the next page, up to that red line, this is my, you know, retirement plan, but my first part of my plan is to try to get this house here established, which is the two-bedroom kitchen with two-car garage underneath. This picture gives you an elevation of the house, right, and what it's like with the garages, I'm sorry. And this would be the footprint would look like that. I'm only looking to do the blue part right now. If I get more money as I grow older, I'll build the rest of it. If not, it'll be a two-bedroom house. And that's just a picture of what it would be if I ever get to the end state. I'm just looking for, to keep the house right existing where the other house is, where the cement slab is sitting there, and keeping the house to the front of the property, so I'm not forced too far back and have a huge front yard and no backyard.
Okay. I think I heard you say that you have a trailer sitting there on the lot?
Yeah, there's a trailer on the lot.
And you don't, where's it on? Is it red on the property line or on the lot? Whereabouts is it sitting at?
The foundational piece is the standard setback.
Okay, and then you're going to be moving that?
I'd like to take that all the way off, tear it apart, you know, cut it up and get it out of there, put the new house on, you know, cement, foundation. You know, two-car garage on one side, two-car garage on another side, staircase going up. Basically like the picture you see.
Okay. So that will be moved in?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to get rid of that. And when I went to talk to zoning around this, you know, hey, you must have had a variance to be able to put a slab there. They said they had some fire back in whatever, this is a 1971 trailer, back in the day, and paper must have been lost or, you know. So they couldn't tell me for sure that it didn't have a variance already.
Right.
So I'm coming here because my surveyor said, oh, you better make sure because we're not going to build until we make sure. I'm just trying to take the first step in.
So you're on the same footprints as the old trailer?
Pretty much the same footprint as the old trailer. It's going to be a little wider because the old trailer is single wide. So it's gonna be back more.
Back farther, but.
Yeah, it won't be any more impeding than the original, you know, what the guidelines are within that diagram.
Looks like it's gonna be on an angle, though, more of an angle?
No angle.
No angle?
No, straight.
Okay.
Basically like that. So see where it's trying to, the cul-de-sac is actually trying to force it back further. And I want it to be right, pretty much right where the that is, so it's standard 30-foot setback. But since one of the properties is on the cul-de-sac side, they're telling me it's forcing that piece of the property back.
And so that was telling you that, sir?
When I wanted to make sure that, before I put the foundation on, that zoning said, hey, you know, the rules, I guess, on the end of the street is that there should be a cul-de-sac, even though it's a private road. I guess but consistent with the rest of the neighborhood, there's no cul-de-sac, there's no setbacks on those houses.
Okay. Are you prepared then to address the standards for the granting of the variances?
I'd like to get to standard, whatever the standard.
Yeah, you want to do it at this time, please. You want to go ahead at this time and address the standards for the granting of the variances?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Please.
Okay, so the first page are basically, overall, I'm just looking for a consistent setback for those two properties as it exists today. The standard variance, the uniqueness, it's just at the end of the street on a what's, I guess, is unique about it, it's a private road. As far as the additional setback, would actually push the house back further on the lot. It would force me to be much closer to the water than I really desire to be. I'd like to have a backyard if I could. Number two, I wouldn't be able to build the architected house that I have here. A very low footprint. I'm trying to keep, you know, the neighbors or, you know, I talked to guys across the street. They have 3-bedroom houses they'd like to see over it. I'd like to keep a low footprint. I'd rather most of the houses go upward. I'm trying to keep it, you know, low. Keeping the standard setback conforms with most of the neighbors, or I guess all the neighbors in the neighborhood. The prior owner may have an exception. I don't know. I guess I just, you know, stated that. Number four, will it not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood? No, this house is pretty consistent with the, you know, a 2-bedroom double wide trailer. If I couldn't, I don't believe there's any impact to the public welfare. Minimum variance, I simply want to be consistent with the rest of the neighborhood. The least modification is possible. I'm not looking for, you know, close to being anywhere closer to the water. I'm just going to list all the regulations that you have there, consistent on, you know, the setbacks all around it. Standard guides, no special use. I'm sorry.
All right.
No special use.
This is for variance, not a special use exception.
I'm sorry.
You don't address the standards for granting of a special use exception. You're asking for a variance.
Okay. I'm sorry. Unless I have one already. I don't know. Is there any other? Should I go through the other pages? I mean, I just did that summary page. You got another page here that, you know, kind of repeats everything at a higher, you know, more detailed level, I guess. I don't think anything that I've not stated is on these other ones. I'm trying to be consistent to the rest of the neighborhood. I'm trying to go back to where the normal setback. I don't want to be forced back if I can by the cul-de-sac requirement on a private road. And that's it.
So in other words, if it weren't for the cul-de-sac, which doesn't exist, you could put it right where the you wouldn't need the variance.
Sounds like it. I don't know that one. Yeah, you're right. If it didn't have a cul-de-sac, I wouldn't need a variance. Yes.
And that's just a paper cul-de-sac, correct?
Yes. There's no physical cul-de-sac on any of those roads.
Mr. Chairman, there are no other previous variances granted on this property, but there are a few in the surrounding.
Okay. Thank you for that. Did everyone hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you again. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
One question. If you do the second phase of your construction, will you be able to fit it in a lot where you plan to propose the first portion of it? Will it be able to fit on the lot with no further variances?
It would be able to fit on the lot with no further variances because there's a 20-foot setback on the
just
back.
Just this one?
Yeah, I only need the front. If I had pushed back, then I'd probably want to get a variance on the back. Okay. So if I can't get a variance on the front, then I'll go for the variance on the back. I'd rather keep it front.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
No questions.
No other questions.
You're looking at Mr. Sharp?
You mentioned that you would rather be closer in the front yard than the rear yard, right? Correct?
I'd like to have a backyard if I could.
Is there any problems with flooding on this property?
This property does have a little bit of water. It is on the corner. It's about a foot lower, I guess, maybe than their surrounding properties.
So that one of the reasons you want to keep it front and towards the front yard rather than the rear yard?
Yeah, pretty much.
And just to be clear, the home is, if I understood you correctly, if I'm not, please interrupt. The home is not going to be any further in the front yard than the current home. Is that correct?
I believe if the front home is on the 30-foot setback, then I wouldn't have to do anything. And I believe it is very close to that. It might be a...
No, I guess what I'm asking, the existing home that's on there right now, is the front of this house going to be consistent with where that one is, or is it going to be closer to the road?
No, it'll be very consistent where that is. If this picture is drawn accurately, then I think I probably really want to get just the normal setback like the rest of the houses have so that I don't go back 5 foot. The way this picture is drawn, it looks like it's in the middle of the 20-foot setback, so it almost looks like, but when I walk it off, it's really very consistent with the neighbor's yard.
I think to answer your question, according to the survey, it appears that he's asking to build closer to the road than existing. Because existing shares a concrete pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behind the proposed building line.
Yeah, I just want to be right on the 30-foot setback, not the additional 20.
So you are bringing it up?
From the existing?
Yes.
Yeah, if that.
From that, you are bringing it up to that line.
Yeah, I'd like to bring it 30 foot back from the, yep.
Yes.
But by the same token, according to the survey, the previous dwelling, I take it that the mobile home has been removed?
Yeah, I stuck it on the side and I'm going to take it out of there shortly.
So it appears that the previous dwelling did encroach the setback.
It did, because we heard from Melissa that there wasn't any variance.
According to the survey, the setback building line goes through where that concrete pad is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It looks like they built that back in the day, 71, I believe. That would have to be removed.
You're suggesting because of the flooding, the need is not created by you?
I didn't create the flooding, no.
Therefore, the need is not created by you?
Right, the need is not created by me. I want it to stay as close to the road as possible. It does. My whole property is surrounded by water. Get pictures on my phone. It was underwater, most of it except the front.
Okay. What are you going to do when you add on?
Well, I'm going to come back and talk to you guys about a variance with the bulkhead. I got, like other years down the line plans. I would like to be the bulkhead the same size as the neighbors. So theirs is like maybe this much higher than mine. And then mine's down here for some reason. So I wanted to just kind of be consistent with them when I actually get more money and do that later on, if I get more money.
Sure, they don't need
but I'm not asking for that.
I don't know that you would come to us for the bulkhead variance.
No.
That may be something with Denrac.
Okay. Just needs to be higher as the neighbors. I don't know why it's so low. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think we have any. I think that's a Denrec jurisdiction.
But it wasn't, it only flooded during that major storm. And I actually have a house right down the corner there at the end of that water. I actually have another house. And that house flooded the same distance. So it both went up, a foot maybe, let's say, 10 inches.
Okay.
in water.
Okay.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Any further questions?
Your house is on pilings, right?
I got a structural engineer that's going to come over there. I'd really want to either do it on pylons or through cement foundation. I'm not sure. Some of the houses around there have poured concrete, whatever the structural engineer. I got Fred Legg. I don't know if you know him. He's in that area, but he's going to give me an idea what is the best thing to put on there.
The picture you got here, the two garages on the bottom. Yeah. Your house is up on top, so right. I figure it must be on pylons.
Well, it was like a cement foundation on the, Florida house, cement foundation with the house on top of it. If that is structurally sound in that area with the perk tests and stuff, then I'd rather just, do the cement and not have the twisted, beams and stuff.
Poured walls.
Poured concrete, which sounds like he says that's the strongest, so.
Right.
Okay. And we'd dig it as deep as he needed to dig the cores.
Okay.
To make
thank
it
you.
As strong.
And answer my question.
Yeah.
Right, thank you. Questions, Jamie? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have a question.
Just a minute, ma'am. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Now, you have opposition, ma'am?
Here's a question.
I have a question.
Well, you need to come up front here, then, please, ma'am.
You
be sworn in.
Sandy Carter, and my address is 30112. I live next door to this lot.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole
yes,
truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay.
I
you
do.
Can step to the podium up there.
I just really need to ask Bill something because I talked to him a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Ma'am,
you can
you address the board if you
okay.
would, please.
He says he's moving this trailer. There's
okay.
a trailer that was there. He's moved it against the fence. It's up against the fence line. It's not tied down or anything.
Okay.
And he addressed to you guys that he would be moving that. I just,
yes,
is that now or?
Well, I'd like to. Wait a minute, sir. We'll give you a chance.
Is that now or is that 6 months from now, like he told me?
Ma'am, we'll ask him that. Is that
okay.
your only question?
Okay, and he wants to move it forward, which I have no problem with that. I just want to know about.
The trailer,
because it scares me when the hurricanes came up last year that it,
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's your only question, ma'am.
That's my only question.
It's
all right, ma'am.
It's a good question. It almost floated away.
Sir, you heard
yeah,
your question.
I don't plan on keeping that there any longer than I get that garage built and put all the stuff in it. I'd like to do that if I could.
How long is that going
to
be?
Once you guys approve, my builder said he would go to work within the month. Put the garages up, and I'd be able to get the stuff in there, So if I could, I'd like to not have another hardship where I got to get a storage container and, do all that cost associated with that. I'd rather have that trailer there. I do have a double lot, so if there is an option to put that trailer on the lot and tie it down officially, I will do that. If you want me to put it on the back end of the lot near the water, I'll put it right there near the water. And then when I put my second piece of my house in, I'll tear it off of there and chop it up. But I'd rather not have to move it. I don't really, it's going to be a hardship for me to have a cost associated with storing that, all that stuff in there. And my other house, when I'm actually selling it, so I'm going to have a lot of furniture. It's a storage container for me right now, temporary.
And how temporary?
How temporary?
I'd like it to be only six, the months that he would take to do it. Now, it's slower Delaware, he'd move a little slower, it seems like.
6 months?
6 months is what
months?
They told me it would be 4 months, but I'm saying six because everything seems to be slower where I am versus where I'm from.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Can you come forward again, please?
Come forward again, ma'am, please.
My biggest concern is if we have a storm. If you look at the picture, the trailer that's running long ways, he now has it up against the fence. And if a storm would come, and watching TV with everything that's going on right now in other states, it can blow right over into my house that I just built 3 years ago.
If Sandy, if something bigger than Sandy.
Sir, just a moment, I'll let you. Go ahead.
And that's my concern. It's not tied down. It's just...
Just sitting there.
Yeah. That's my fear.
All right. And Commissioner John, for that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to... I'm not sure how to address that.
Yeah.
Can I put it on the lot and sell it on the other piece of the lot? I have a double lot.
I can't answer that either because I'm not sure.
The way that your double lot is, though, and the way that you want to put the home that you're proposing to put it over where the lot lines would be put back.
Like on here? Can I approach?
Yeah. Your double lot, see where the cul-de-sac is, that would be a lot line going straight to the lagoon, not this way.
Not this way.
No, it's towards the lagoon.
So could I take it and put it there? Or?
Well, you, are the lot...
You can't put it that way.
Are the lots combined?
They're combined.
I'm not sure that, I guess the whole thing in a nutshell, I don't know the difference between using that as a storage unit versus a storage unit itself. I mean, you wouldn't tie down a storage unit, so.
Yeah, I mean, it went through Sandy.
As it sat?
As it sat.
Now?
Now. But if something bigger than Sandy comes, I can see that could be a concern. And I would insure, you know, I am insured, so I would pay for whatever damage occurred. I'd rather, if we could, if you want me to tie it down, I'll do whatever you want.
It wasn't tied down before?
It was. I moved it off because I was going to just build the house there.
That's the house.
And then I got the news like, well, the surveyor said, well, you better go make sure there's a variance on this property. And that's why I'm here. I just went and built.
So it was tied down during Sandy?
No. I'm sorry. It was tied down before. During Sandy, it's not been tied down. It's just sitting in the yard, just like it is today, and it didn't float away. But if there's a bigger storm than Sandy, it could potentially float away.
I've answered that one.
Well, you'd be willing to move it and then put tie down on it?
Yes, I would.
I have no problem with that.
Where would you move it?
Wherever you let me move it.
Listen. He can't move across ways on the back of that lot. He'd have to run it.
He can have it there. We have people who, when they're building a stick-built dwelling or putting a modular on and there's a mobile on the property, they're allowed to have it. It has to be removed within 6 months of getting the final building inspection.
Okay.
And the occupancy or the new dwelling. You have.
That's consistent. That's fair.
So I
guess we'll let the office take care of it.
I'm sorry?
So I guess we just let the office take care of that situation.
Yeah, I don't really need anything
to make. We can't do all
order. I mean, I think that's something for the office to handle.
It's fairly common for us. We're building new dwellings to have the old dwelling or the old mobile in the back, or they're living in it while they're constructing, and then they have so many days after the final building inspection to
remove it.
That sounds like the avenue to go with. Okay. All right, sir. All right. Hearing then no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has exhibited that there is a uniqueness to the request in that there is a paper cul-de-sac, and that if not for that paper cul-de-sac, then he would be meeting the setback requirement. Because of the flooding that he has in the back corner of the lot, I think his request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant didn't design the land or develop or make the lot. I think that demonstrates it's not created by him. He needs to needs the variance in order to put the house on without the flooding issues. We've seen pictures that would suggest that it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. It appears that all the others are in the same proximity to the road and to the property line. I think his request is a minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,210.
Do I have a second to that motion?
You going to put any tie-downs in the motion? Does he be willing to do it?
Yeah, I think that's not unreasonable. So, yeah, I'll also add that to my motion that for as long as that mobile home is there for temporary use, that it be tied down.
Second.
Yeah, okay. Excuse me. Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,210 with the stipulation that we would tie downs. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Again, aye, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that were stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,210 is approved.